I'm sorry for the interruption of your usual viewing. And please don't try to change channels.
This is Rush to Reason.
Ta-da!
With John Rush.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry.
Well, we have something to aspire to then.
And Dan Muir.
I don't know what it is, but it's phenomenal.
Discussing the issues that matter to you.
Don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, tell you what to do, what to think, or what to feel. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men.
Finding real answers, using logic and reason.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
I get it. I swear I've seen a lot of stuff in my life. But that was awesome.
Let's do this.
Now, here is your host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And welcome, everybody, to the International Sportsman's Expo. This is Rush to Reason. Damn, you're Andy Pate in for John Rush, and we're broadcasting live from the Expo. And, man, what a turnout we've got here. And we've got to thank Mr. Scott Watley, the host of Sportsman of Colorado, for inviting us down here. Scott, this is fantastic.
There we go. So you got to wake up your
producer. Yeah, wake up the producer. I know. He's got to put down the toddy.
Hard to find good help.
We have a button we keep hitting that wakes him up.
Yes.
Zap. Ta-da!
No, this is the 41st annual International Sportsman's Expo, and we're down at the convention center. And this is our fifth year to be here. And our booth is 827, by the way, and we will be here till 6 o'clock. Right, Dan?
That's right. Broadcasting live till 6 p.m.
Absolutely. And it's a really cool event. It's really for the whole family. A lot of people, you know, they think it's just for hunters, just for fishermen. It's not. There's a lot of things for kids, outdoors, Colorado Parks and Wildlife is here. Kids can go fishing down at the end, and a lot of camping thing. I mean, just a lot of cool stuff. And kids under 15 are free, by the way. And so $16 for an adult ticket. And so you can really come here and spend several hours and make it a good family event.
So that's how Andy got in for free. They figured he was under 15. Yeah, they just took one look at him and said, boom, come on in, kid.
Exactly. I got an ID. I made it.
Hey, but Scott, you're absolutely right. You know, we're not really a hunting and fishing family. My wife and my son are lost in this place. They are having a great, great time.
Did you give them your credit card? Or?
Yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
No, she stole it. Okay. She's definitely got the credit card. No, but they're having a blast.
Yeah, this place, there's a lot.
There's so much to do here.
And a lot of different trips you can do here. We have friends here from New Zealand. Safaris are here. Our friends across the aisle, Bushman's Quiver, Kuala African Safari. So if you are looking to book a hunt and men, maybe your wife's the hunter and you want to get her a good trip, or wife, you want to do something extra special for your husband, come down and see us at the International Sportsman's Expo, and we can introduce you to a lot of the finest outfitters that are around, you know, to make sure it's a good quality trip.
All right, so Scott, we're broadcasting here over the weekend, so you're going to be here with Sportsman's tomorrow. I'm going to be here with Drive Radio tomorrow, and also you're one of, like, the presenters. You're an MC here for some of the stuff.
Yeah, there's about six different stages here for different seminars, and so we have the Adventure Theater, sponsored by the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. So every hour we will do seminars, and so they ask us to do the introductions for the speakers, and so we go over and get to talk a little bit about KLZ in our show. So it's kind of a free ad for all of us, and you know, present each speaker. But just to give you a little bit of an idea of what the seminars look like for the rest of the day today, at 3:30, Coyote Hunting Master Class with Jeff Nimnick, and we've hunted with Jeff last year, and we're going to be hunting with him here in a few months again for coyotes. And then Why Not Whitetail with Jace Bosserman at 4:30, Public Land Monster Bucks and Bulls with Guy Eastman at 5:30, and then at 6:30, Colorado's Best Car and Family Camping Spots.
Ooh.
By Delilah Singer. And then tomorrow, great lineup. I'll be doing a seminar tomorrow at 12:30 on Colorado Outdoor Heroes. And so this is going to be some good organizations that do things for wounded vets, first responders, you know, policemen, firemen, whatever, that are injured, do things for kids to get them in the outdoors. And so we're going to be doing some.
Very good. Hey, do you think you can get Delilah on the Drive Radio with us tomorrow?
You know what? I'll sure ask her.
Car camping, I mean, that fits right in.
Oh, absolutely.
No, that'd be great.
Yep.
Hey, Scott, can I ask, for families, what are some of the real attractions for kids that kids love going to with this thing?
You know, again, Colorado Parks and Wildlife, they got a raptor presentation down there, which is very, very cool. I would say the Colorado Parks and Wildlife down there, is you could spend probably a couple hours down there just looking at all the different deals, because sometimes, you know, if you don't grow up in a hunting family, whatever, you know, it's just great to get the kids in the outdoors and get them away from their iPads and iPhones and games they play and get them to go out, you know.
Well, I just saw dozens of kids down that way with big smiles, so
yep.
It must be working.
Yeah, it really, really is. And, you know, and that's one thing that, you know, we want to try to do a little bit more with our show in 2018. And let's say, you know, single moms or dads that just aren't in the outdoors, they want to do something with their kids. We're going to try to make some – we've made some good contacts here where maybe we can, you know, get them a hunt. And and there's some cost to some of these things, so I don't mean for free, but at least people that, you know, we can trust, or like Dan, you could take Mikey and Mikey go shoot his first, you know, cow elk.
That would be so cool.
Pheasant or something.
And,
and I'm telling you, those times that, you know, I grew up with my dad taking me hunting at an early age, but I mean, those are lifetime memories for me, and
definitely.
Things that, you know, they're really special. And so, and again, we're all so busy that most of us really. I was in a restaurant the other night, and I looked, and there was a family of four, and every one of them were on their cell phones, you know, not even talking out at a Chili's, you know.
I know. It's gotten really bad.
Yeah. So we want to try to get all that we can in the outdoors, and it's just a great chance to get to meet people. And, again, they have fishing presentations, the hunting presentations, camping things, fly fishing. I mean, really everything is here.
But you can actually go fishing here.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, right down to the end here.
Yeah, right down. And they actually, they're catching fish. I mean, it's crazy.
Nope, it's very cool. And then they have a big aquarium type of a presentation over here. And that's where Terry Wickstrom, our friend, he also does an outdoor show on Saturdays. And they have a great fishing tank where you can actually see how the lure goes down in the water and how the fish reacts to it before he bites it.
No way.
And so that's really cool.
No,
yeah,
that's cool.
And that's called the Ford Trucks Aquarium Demo Tank. And so there's seminars over there every hour all through the rest of the weekend.
Well, you know, if you take your kids fishing, especially like up in the mountains or to a mountain lake, a lot of times they're not knowing what they're doing. It's not that exciting. But if they can come here, see it in action, see what's happening under the water, then you take them up there,
exactly.
Oh, they're going to be excited.
And we've got folks here, Austin Parr, Discount Fishing Tackle. He does a lot with Cherry Creek and Chatfield and things. And so, you know, anybody out there, you ever need help and just want to know, because, I mean, I'm not a huge fisherman myself. I'm more of a hunter, you know. Kevin Flesh is our resident fisherman.
Yeah, Kevin's the fishing
guy. And so, you know, I mean, we went to Alaska. I mean, the guy was like, I said, man, I don't know what to do, you know. Pull it up where I can shoot, you know. And And so, but it's cool to have people that take time with you, show you things, show you what to do. They got the equipment, you know, to take you out. So a lot of cool stuff.
Now, that's really cool. Okay, Scott, and so Sportsman of Colorado every Saturday at 1.
1 to 2.
1
then
to 2.
Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., we get a replay, and then Sunday afternoons at 4.
Okay, and you're also the host of Haystack Help Radio, and that airs when?
Noon to 1.
Noon
Monday
to 1.
Through Friday. We kind of hijacked our last 2 days here, yesterday and today, and did our show live from here and made those Sportsman of Colorado shows. But, again, Haystack Help is a consumer show where we try to help consumers with good choices. Kevin Flesh, of course, our friend, does our legal hour. Group insurance analysts, our insurance brokers, keep us informed on all the things we need to know about insurance. Kurt Rogers, our mortgage guy. So, you know, a lot of great partners we have with Haystack Help.
Absolutely. All right, Scott, thank you so much, and thanks for joining us, and thanks for getting us in here.
Yeah, no
this
problem, man. You guys are going to love it. Your guys
yeah.
are going to love
great,
it.
They normally never let me and Dan go places.
Exactly.
Never together.
No, for sure. This is very wonderful.
Yes.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, there you go, the host of Haystack Help Radio and Sportsman of Colorado, Scott Wiley. All righty, Dennis at Extreme Auto Repair. Now, Extreme Auto Repair is one of the few car care facilities that can actually work on your diesel. And right now, Dennis has got a great deal, $300 off any diesel repair of over $1,000 or more. Extreme Auto Repair, 10274 South Transville Road in Parker, 303-841-1071, and tell him Rush to Reason sent you.
Dennis Brewster owns a fleet of tow trucks that run on diesel, so he understands exactly how temperamental diesel vehicles can be, especially in the cold. That's why Extreme Auto Repair in Parker remains one of very few shops with the right tools and training to maintain your diesel truck.
Your diesel truck is your livelihood. If it doesn't run, you don't make money. I know, because at Extreme Auto Repair, I have 7 diesel trucks, and if they don't start, I lose business. I don't want this to happen to you. That's why we are offering $300 off repairs of $1,000 or more now through the end of January. At Extreme Auto Repair, we have the factory scan tools to work on these vehicles. My guys know diesels, and they love to work on them. They will make sure you will start in the morning and give you confidence that your diesel truck will keep making you money. Don't relinquish your man card and get stuck in the cold. Call Extreme Auto Repair today in Parker at 303-841-1071 and get your diesel inspected today.
And Grandma's Handyman Service. Now, if you're like me, well, maybe you're not like me. Maybe you actually know how to use tools, but maybe you're too busy to get things done, and you need this. You know, you got the honey-do list. You got things around the house. Andy's got a honey-do list to like 10 miles long.
I certainly do.
You do, and you really need to call Grandma's Handyman Service. It's affordable. All the checks are vetted, verified, reliable, and trustworthy, and they serve the Denver area from Arvada to Castle Pines, Lakewood, through Aurora. Grandma's Handyman, 303-693-3003, or grandmashandyman.com. And, of course, tell them you heard them on Rush to Reason.
Grandma's Handyman Service now presents Grandma's Home Care Tip of the Month.
Hello, dearies. Grandma here. Be sure to check out your bathroom tile and grout for cracks and splits this month. Remember, it's always better to do those small repairs than to wait. You don't want water to seep behind the tiles, and you don't want to start the year off with a big, costly mess.
At Grandma's Handyman Service, we specialize in helping you with small home maintenance and repairs. If you ever find a problem in your home and you need help fixing it before it becomes a bigger problem, give Grandma's Handyman Service a call at 303-693-3003. That's 303-693-3003. Or find us at grandmashandyman.com.
This is Faith Friday on Rush to Reason.
And we are back live at the International Sportsman's Expo. You're listening to Rush to Reason. Damn, you were Andy Pate in for the vacationing John Rush. And on the line with us, we have Jacqueline Clark, and she is the owner, one of the owners of Bristol Cone Shooting, one of our great new sponsors. And Jacqueline, welcome to Rush to Reason.
Thanks so much, Dan.
I can barely hear Steve. So Jacqueline, can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Can you hear me, Dan?
I can hear you now. Hey, Jacqueline, we were just over at your booth, and Jennifer, your membership director and your compliance director, has just joined us here as well. And we were just over at your booth. What a great booth, and that shooting thing is fantastic.
Oh, thanks, Dan. Did you take some bottles down?
So, Jacqueline, can you tell us a little bit about that simulator that you've got over there at your booth?
Absolutely. So that's a TI Outdoors virtual training simulator. We have two of them in our facility in Lakewood, and we brought one to the show. It's a great training tool. We use it a lot in a number of our classes, but it's also great entertainment. So a lot of corporate groups, bachelor parties, et cetera, that come to the range have a lot of fun shooting on the virtual simulator.
Oh, yeah, Jacqueline, I mean, it looks really, really cool. Andy was going to go try it, but I think he chickened out.
I did chicken out. I am a coward in all things. But I'll tell you what, it actually made it difficult because we were going to go over there, do a spot over at your location, but we couldn't get in. There was such a crowd of kids. They kept piling in wanting to play on this thing, and they were just having a ball. It's a terrific, terrific setup.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for coming by.
Yeah, Jacqueline, so what kind are you running any show specials during the show this weekend?
Yes, we are. Thanks for asking. So during the show, we're running a discount on our classes. If you register for any of our training classes at the International Sportsman's Expo, we'll give you between $15 and $25 off the class, depending on the price point of the class. And if you purchase or renew your membership at the show, we'll give you 50% off of the initiation fee.
Wow, now that's a heck of a deal. Okay, so you need to stop by the booth. And Jacqueline, what's your booth number?
2413, right next to Yes Lodge, Alaska Fishing Excursions.
Oh, fantastic. Yes Lodge is one of the sponsors of Sportsmen of Colorado. That's fantastic. Okay, and Jacqueline, just so you know, Marie and I and my wife, we're going to stop by and do some shooting Wednesday morning. We've already made our reservation. We're going to be there right at 10 o'clock. Now, Jacqueline, you guys also have Ladies' Night. Would you explain what Ladies' Night is?
We absolutely do, Dan. So every Tuesday after 5 p.m., women shoot for free on the Bristlecone range, so there's no range fee. Now, we don't ban men from the building on Tuesday nights. You can still come if you're a guy. A lot of our patrons use it as a, you know, less expensive date night. But women do shoot for free after 5 p.m. on Tuesdays.
Well, they let us guys carry the targets down there to the end and, wait, and hold
so
them
up.
My wife had me hold one over my head. It was really fun. It was like an apple.
Well, luckily your wife's not a very good shot.
No, no. It didn't go well.
So, Jacqueline, what other specials have you got? What other evenings, special events do you have going on throughout the week?
So throughout the week, every Monday night, we have a regular bowling pin shoot. So for those of you who have a competitive streak, it's a lot of fun. You got to pre-register the week before, but we run a 5 p.m. and a 7 p.m. match every Monday. Bowling pins are really fun to shoot because they react differently than a paper target. And the matches that we run are head-to-head bracketed double elimination competitions. They're a whole lot of fun. So that's something I would definitely recommend. And we also run...
Yes, Jacqueline, I definitely want to go do that. Now, let me ask you a question, because the other day my computer was acting up on air, and I said, you know, I'm going to take this thing to Bristlecone and throw it down at the end of the line and start shooting at it. Is that illegal, or is that something I could do?
Well, I think our range staff would maybe have an issue with all the fragments that would result from shooting your computer up. We've thought about doing that with a couple of printers at our place. It sure would be fun, but the closest you're going to get are the bowling pins, Dan.
Okay, well, I think the bowling pins would work. If you've ever seen my bowling game, you'd understand why I'd want to shoot the pins. Hey, Jacqueline, real quick, once again, what's your website or phone number? How can people get a hold of you guys to sign up for a membership?
BristleconeShooting.com or 303-985-0989.
Wonderful, Jacqueline. And thank you so much for becoming part of the Rush to Reason and KLZ family, Drive Radio family. We just love having you guys on board.
Oh, we love being a part of it. Thank you so much, Dan.
Thanks a lot, Jacqueline. Okay, there you go. Jacqueline Clark, owner of Bristlecone Shooting. And Andy, so what do you think? You want to take your wife out shooting on Ladies' Night?
Might have to. I got to be honest, that is the most fun events that I've heard any kind of shooting range do. It's creative. It's fun. It gets the family involved.
This would be great. Hey, we've got Jennifer with us. Jennifer, just real quick, put your mic down here real quick. And Jennifer, just tell us some of the benefits of being a member of Bristlecone Shooting.
The biggest advantage that we have when you're a member is the ability to make your lane reservations. Sometimes we get a long wait, especially on weekends. You have the ability to make those reservations 14 days in advance. You can do it online. You can call. You can come in. We'll get those made for you. You walk in. Your lane's waiting. You shoot. You have your good time, and then off you go.
Now, I don't know if this is true with all memberships, but when we used our membership, we went there. You know, it was like, boom, we got in at a reserved time. You know, they went over all the rules and such.
Right.
But the part I really liked, it was like half price to rent the guns.
Exactly. The members get half price. We limit it to 3 an hour unless we're not too busy. And then that's kind of up to the range safety officers. They do everything for you. You tell them what you want. You tell them what you like. They can give you advice. Then you get to shoot it. If you don't like it, go out and try another one.
I know. It was great. We had our 11-year-old Mikey there and started him off with a 9mm, and it was just a little too much for him. He's kind of a little guy, you know, like that, you know. And so then we said, hey, can we switch over to a 22? They brought us a really cool 22 Ruger, I think it was, and man, that was great for him.
Yes, our range safety officers love to do that. They like to introduce people to the sport. They like to keep them safe. They like to find out what people like and get them into the gun that fits them well.
Yeah, Noah, my 18-year-old, he wanted to practice with a scope, and you guys had a rifle there with a scope.
Right.
And he brought the target all the way down, and man, that was really cool.
Right, right.
So, so now let's say so we looked at the simulator over here that you guys have. Now you also have like a full room that's a complete simulator.
Exactly. It's our simulator room that's available for rent. We do lots of corporate events with those. We have people come in, bring their companies in. We also do birthday parties, bachelor parties. Actually, tonight we have a birthday party with some like 5 15-year-olds, a 17-year-old, an 18-year-old. So people use it for fun like that with the targets that are the balloon targets, more of a video game. And then we also have the ones that go into real life scenarios and training situations.
Oh, that's really cool. So, Andy, when you have your 16th birthday, you can go there.
Oh, sweet. Thanks, Dad. You know, really, that is so fun for parties because, you know, when you get to parties, you get a bunch of these young people together. They get competitive. They want something where they can show off against each other and see who can hit the most or whatever. That is perfect. That is so much more fun than the average party is going
to
be.
Right, and there's some people that aren't comfortable with live fire. So to have the simulator there, that if you bring your corporate event in, and some people that aren't comfortable with live fire, they can do the simulator and then maybe get more comfortable and then go out on the range with the rest of the team.
Now, that sounds great. Now, you guys also have concealed carry classes and refresher courses. Is that correct?
We do. We have concealed carry classes. We offer those at least a couple times a week. They're a six-hour course. We offer them. You can do it all in one day, which is a six-hour course, or you can do it. We split it into 2 days. First day is 3 hours on the range. The first day is 3 hours in the classroom. The second day is 3 hours on the range. So we don't believe in just giving somebody a certificate and sending them out. We want to make sure they're safe. They know what they're doing.
Fantastic. Jennifer, thank you so much for stopping by the booth.
Thank you.
And we'll try to send more people down your way.
That would be great.
And we just love having you guys on as partners with Rush to Reason and Drive Radio.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Okay, so Andy, I think, you know, you just need to go shooting with your wife.
I think so.
I think that's exactly what you need to do. And as a matter of fact, I think we'll give Corey some pointers.
I can't pick on her on air anymore if she's really well-armed.
Yeah, she's going to be really well-armed and a good shot.
Well, so far she's got a terrible aim, so it's okay. I get home, I'm safe. But if she goes over there, I'm not sure. I'm a little worried.
You should be, Andy. If I were you, I'd be really worried.
Okay.
All right, so coming up next is Bristol Cone Shooting. Please give them a call today, 303-985-0989. Or look them up online at bristolconeshooting.com. And be sure to tell them you heard about them on Rush to Reason.
When Jacqueline and Brian Clark opened Bristol Cone Shooting in 2015, they intentionally created an inviting atmosphere where all levels of shooters would feel comfortable. Jacqueline knew from experience that gun shops tended to be boys' clubs, and she wanted to offer women the chance to take classes, develop their shooting skills, and enjoy the sport of shooting. In order to provide a facility where beginners would feel at ease, Jacqueline and Brian invested in a state-of-the-art HVAC system that recycles the air every 90 seconds so you never smell the gunpowder. You won't feel out of place or intimidated because Jacqueline and Brian hire all of their own instructors and they personally train their retail employees to greet you warmly when you come in the door. Visit Bristol Cone Shooting on West Cedar Drive in Lakewood and see for yourself that this isn't your grandfather's shooting range. John Rush remains confident that you will feel welcome at Bristol Cone Shooting.
When it's time to find a mechanic you can actually trust, ColoradoSelect.com is here to help. Colorado Select is a group of independently run member shops who all work together to change the standard of friendly customer service and expert auto care. To become a member of Colorado Select, a shop is fully vetted. John Rush personally checks out all of the industry certifications, he knows the owners, he assesses the techs, and he finds out what the customers have to say. He even makes sure that the garage itself is up to the high Colorado Select standards. That's how you know you can really trust all of the Colorado Select members with your vehicle. Visit any Colorado Select member shop and get the friendly, honest, expert service all backed by an industry-leading 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty that will help keep your car or truck running for as long as possible. Find a shop nearest you at ColoradoSelect.com. Select the best at Colorado Select.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Denver's Afternoon Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. We are broadcasting live from the International Sportsman's Expo. And along with me is Andy Pate. We are in for the vacationing John Rush.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. He may even be in Hawaii by now. Hello, Hawaii.
I don't know. If he's listening to the show, he might rush back. I'm not sure.
He's on the Concorde on the way back. If the Concorde were still available, or maybe he rented an F-16 fighter or something. Wow.
He's rushed up to the cockpit. Faster! Hurry, it's desperate.
Speed of sound.
Yep.
So, well, that means we at least get another half hour in before he shows up.
So we got John Rush arrested for a terrorist act. My gosh.
That's pretty good. And I believe joining us right now is our rogue attorney, Jenna Ellis. She's on the line. Jenna, welcome to Rush to Reason. How you doing?
Hey, Dan. I'm doing well. How are you?
Hey, we're doing great. We're doing great. So, you know, I want to talk about Donald Trump and the crap storm.
Yes. This has been an insane day for the media to focus on the one word that he used to characterize a country that, of course, you know, everyone recognizes is not as economically stable as the United States. It's not a first world country. And while that would not have been my first choice of words, I think that Rich Lowry on CNN said it best when he asked the host yesterday, well, would you rather live in Norway or Haiti? And she didn't really have a response to that. And so to focus just on President Trump's tenor and his choice of words rather than the underlying idea, I think is completely missing the point, and is also now putting Democrats in the position of either bolstering that, you know, hey, Haiti's a nice place, I'd vacation there, and then they're left with, well, then why are we accepting all of these refugees? Why don't we send people back to their home country? Or they'll have to admit that, you know, yeah, that's not the best place in the world to live and raise a family. So Democrats are between a rock and a hard place. And so I think that they're focusing on the choice of word rather than what President Trump has kind of neatly put them into the corner with this.
They're also trying to make it all about race, because that's the kind of thing that helps them. They say, hey, these are black and brown countries. And what these people don't seem to understand, Jenna, is, for goodness sakes, what president has ever ripped on Europe more than President Trump? I mean, he bashes Europe again and again. Last I checked, Europe is mostly white.
Right. I mean, this is absolutely not about race. This is about the facts of the economic viability of specific countries. And regardless of the ethnicity or the color of people who occupy the majority of the population of those countries, has absolutely nothing to do with the economics in the country. And this certainly has nothing to do with racism.
No, Jenny, you're absolutely right. It has nothing to do with racism. And quite frankly, you know, we've been upset because every time we have a Republican in office, they're pansies. Quite frankly, they're pansies. And actually, we're tired of it. We're tired of the political correctness. We're tired of the pansies. And it's really nice to finally have somebody call a spade and say, hey, you know what? That country's a crap hole. And it is.
Right. And I think that it's also important to differentiate that, you know, President Trump was not calling the people of those different countries names. He certainly wasn't. And I think he followed up with a tweet this morning very nicely, talking about the people of Haiti, and that he hasn't made any disparaging comments against them. He's talking about the countries. And as we know, the reason, Dan, that you and I are hardcore constitutional conservatives is because we recognize the need and the necessity to conserve a country that has built its foundation on the principles of freedom and liberty. Not every country in this world has done that. And so there will be nations that don't recognize that human beings are made in the image of God and have certain unalienable rights. And so their governments will be less stable. Their governments will provide less liberty. And to recognize that and to call them out is not only correct, but is not at all racist or even impugning the people of that country. I mean, I genuinely feel sorry for the people of North Korea. I mean, their government is absolutely abominable. But that doesn't mean that the people are any less made in the image of God. It just means that they are in a country that has a government that is not as that isn't recognizing truth like ours is. And as much as I want people to be able to come here and to take advantage of the American dream, the people who aren't citizens don't have a right to that. They have to go through the process. And so that's why President Trump was very wise to require a constitutional legislative solution to DACA, to the Dream Act, and also to couple that with building the wall so that he has both a national security interest as well as a pathway to citizenship, so that we can keep good and prosperous immigrants coming here, not people who are criminals or who will just take advantage of our country. And so we have to remember that it's not government's job to be compassionate. The government's job is to preserve and protect the rights of its citizens, and that's you and me and every other citizen. And so President Trump is absolutely correct on this.
You know, Janet, you make a phenomenal point, and I would always lead in with this if I'm talking to somebody about the, about what Trump said, and that's this. It's not about people, it's about nations. It's not about people, it's about nations. I mean, is it okay for these nations to ruin their economies, drive their people into the ground, and then offload their people here because we treat ours better? I mean, we get angry at California for doing that, for crying out loud.
No, you're exactly right, Andy.
It's not fair for them to ruin the conditions for their people and then shove them here. Hey, here's a concept. Why don't we export liberty? How about they learn from us? How about we be the shining city on the hill rather than the dump-off point because they've ruined their place?
Well, and I've always advocated, especially down in Mexico, they need to change how they do business. They need to change the way they run their government down there. And quite frankly, that's one of the richest countries on the planet, and there's no reason to have all that poverty down there other than a corrupt government.
Exactly. All people everywhere are equally valuable and beautiful, okay? But we can't be the one place on Earth that treats their people well so every other country has an outlet when they treat their country, their people poorly.
And not only that, guys, the governments of those countries yell at us for not accepting their people in when they won't fix their own darn countries.
Exactly. But the key point is what Jenna said. It's not about people, it's about nations, and that's what the left doesn't want people to hear.
Well, I'll tell you this, guys. If I lived in East Krapistan, I'd be doing everything I could, too, to get out of there and come to this country.
Me, too.
Yeah. Absolutely. And Dan, you know, this also, and Andy, you both make really good points. And this isn't just about spreading democracy or spreading, you know, American egocentric nationalism. This is about spreading a government that is a government system that is best able to preserve and protect the rights of its own citizens. And our founders recognize that they may have not gotten it fully right, but our Declaration acknowledges the only proper mandate of government. And that's what we need to try to instill in the culture everywhere, not just to say, oh, you need to be like us because we're better somehow, but rather that our government has a mandate to preserve and protect our people rather than being an aristocracy or being a monarchy or something that has this stratification between the government and the people. That's the whole entire reason that our founders built this country with the notion that we, the people, are responsible for our government so that we can best preserve and protect liberty. And so to put that idea is absolutely well-founded and to make sure that these governments can, hopefully, will take hold of that. But we have to remember, it's not just about spreading politics. It's about spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ, because no government without recognition of the fundamental equality of every human being, including the unborn, including the elderly, including the disabled, every human being is made in the image of God and endowed with those rights, then every government system will ultimately fail. And that is the beauty of the American experiment.
Jenna, do you think that, let's talk politically for a moment. Do you think politically the Democrats basically want to bring in as many people from these countries as possible? Remember, all people are the same, but these people coming from those downtrodden countries are trained to rely on government for everything they need in life. Doesn't that make them very quick transitions into Democrat voters?
Oh, of course. I mean, the Democrats are all just about getting the vote, and they're all about having this stratification of class, and they know that they need the vote, and they want people to be dependent on big government so that they can stay in office. I mean, Nancy Pelosi has done nothing else with her life besides be in government. She doesn't know how to do anything else. And yet President Trump, coming from being a businessman, he understands that governing is not just about being a career politician. It's about understanding what the people actually need. And his approach to this whole immigration problem, I think, is very wise, and the Republicans really need to get on board with this.
No, Jenna, I totally agree with you. You know, the other thing, too, that's the biggest problem, I think, that they're exporting or importing from these other countries or exporting into us is the fact that we respect the rule of law. And in these other countries, they respect people, which is totally different. In other words, we're all equal under the law here, where, let's say, in Mexico, it depends on the class you are at as to what you can get away with in the law. And part of the problem with having all these people come across the border not assimilating into our culture is they bring that mindset with them. And they don't respect our laws because they didn't have to where they came from.
Well, some do.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair point that we need to be careful who we admit into this country to make sure that they understand our rule of law and that they understand
why America is so great. And, you know, I was just in Disney World last week, by the way, ran my first marathon, woohoo, that was really good. And all of the different people around the countries in Epcot are actually from all of the different nations. And my cousins and I were talking to one of our waiters who was from France. And I asked him, you know, how do you like being over here in America on your exchange program? And, you know, he's a college student. And he said, you know, this country is just so great. Everyone in the world is dreaming of America. And I thought that was such a profound statement, and to acknowledge that not everyone is going to come into this country to undercut it or to be dependent on government. We have immigrants who want to come here because they understand the vision. They understand what America is all about. But that's why extreme vetting, not just for, you know, criminals and whether or not you have a criminal record, but also to ask, you know, why are you coming into this country? I mean, if I was trying to immigrate over to Europe, I would think they'd want to know, why do I want to be here? Why am I abandoning America? What am I going to offer that country in terms of my efforts? And that's okay to ask. That's not being racist. That's not being disparaging against other people. That's simply saying, you know, hey, we have something really good going on here, and we want to make sure that you'll contribute. And we have a lot of immigrants that have very highly contributed, and that's a great thing. But we have to be careful that that doesn't just open up the floodgates.
You know, Jenny, you bring up a good point, but, you know, the other thing, too, is that, you know, when you watch Europe, you had mentioned Europe, and you watch what's going on in Europe, they're doing absolutely nothing to assimilate the people that are immigrating into Europe. And that's why Europe is changing. And I am one that believes that the American culture is one worth preserving. And therefore, if we're going to have immigration, they've got to assimilate into the American culture.
Absolutely. And I think that it's incumbent upon American citizens, and especially Christian conservatives, to preserve and protect our Constitution and our fundamental rule of law and what this nation was built upon. And it's not to say that that forces our viewpoints on someone else, or that we, you know, force them to believe in the one true God. No, we can advocate for that. But to understand what our country was founded upon, that's fact. That's not something that we need to persuade people in. That's just something that is clear-cut fact. And we are losing that cultural battle, and we're losing it really, really rapidly.
Yeah, I think the big worry that I have is when we say it's about, you know, we've got to maintain our culture. And by the way, Dan's completely right. When people hear that, they think we mean whiteness. Okay, we need a white, and we don't mean that at all. Dan doesn't mean that at all. We mean our culture is liberty. Our culture is opportunity. Our culture is rule of law that protects liberty and opportunity for all people. And yet, let's face it, around most of the world, it isn't. You bribe a government official, you're in.
Oh, no, exactly right, Andy. I'll agree with you on 99% of that, except when it comes to soccer. Soccer is not American, and it should be banned from this country.
Well, yeah, of
that's
course.
That's just my opinion.
No. That's right, of course.
That's a really good point, though, that, you know, I mean, if America was predominantly a different race other than Caucasian, then we would still have the same principles, and you and I would still be advocating for the exact same thing. This has nothing to do with race. It has everything to do with a fundamental ideology and a recognition of the truth about human beings as it made in the image of God.
Absolutely. I wouldn't care if I was the only white person left in America. It wouldn't change one single solitary thing. All I want to know is this, that every person around me has the liberty to live their lives but not impose their lives on the person next to them. That's what's beautiful about America. And I don't think that we are allowing those who come into this country understand that.
Yeah, and I would agree with you. And I think that that's why you know, President Trump is trying to push this through Congress and basically give this over to Congress and say, you know, you need to understand what is the uniform rule of immigration and naturalization and take a really hard look at that, but also balance that with national security. And I'm interested to see what Congress ultimately will do and whether or not the Republicans will kind of shrink back because of these insane allegations of racism. I mean, we can't shrink back just because the Democrats are calling us these absurd names.
No, you're right. Hey, Jenna, can you hang on during a break?
Sure. Thanks.
Wonderful. Okay, up next is Andy Goss with U.S. Gold Coins. Now, John and I interviewed Andy earlier this week, and one of the things we were talking about is when an economy booms, inflation follows. And so you want to hedge a bet against inflation by owning some gold Coins, and you can get a hold of Andy by calling 800-HOT-COIN. That's 800-HOT-COIN, and tell him you heard him on Rush to Reason.
Andy Goss from U.S. Gold Coins wants you to think about collecting gold and silver coins as wealth insurance. You have car insurance just in case you're in an accident, and health insurance just in case you get sick. It makes sense to have wealth insurance just in case something happens and you can't access your money from the banks. That's why, as a KLZ listener, Andy is offering to give you his CD, How to Protect Your Wealth, for free. All you have to do is call 800-468-2646 and mention KLZ. This CD teaches you everything you need to know about how to use gold and silver coins to protect your wealth in any situation and introduce you to the fun and lucrative world of collecting valuable coins. This offer also includes a free copy of The Guide to U.S. Coins, basically the Bible for coin collectors. Start on your way to a secure future with wealth insurance in the form of beautiful, authentic, and very valuable U.S. coins by calling Andy Goss at 800-468-2646. That's 800-468-2646 today.
Hi, this is Scott Watley with Sportsman of Colorado. Join us every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. Each week, we'll bring you local outfitters and experts on how to make your next outdoor adventure a success. Looking for a place to hunt on your own? We've got you covered. Want to book a trophy deer or elk hunt with a reliable outfitter? We can help. And we'll also get you ready for the upcoming big game season. If you like the outdoors, you'll love Sportsman of Colorado. Sportsman of Colorado, Saturdays at 1, right here on KLZ 560.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to Denver's Afternoon Rush. Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Damn, you are Andy Pate in for the vacationing John Rushton. On the line with us, we have got our rogue attorney, Jenna Ellis. And Jenna, let's go back and talk more about the crap storm and basically Donald Trump talking about some of these third world countries as being, you know, lack for a better term, crap. And, right. And Andy, you wanted to comment on that.
No, I just want to ask, Jenna, what do you think this is going to do politically? I got to be honest. I think it hurts us initially, not that he was wrong in what he said, but that the way he said it is just being used so well and so effectively by the left.
Well, I don't know, guys. I just have a new poll out that says Trump's back up to 46%.
Yeah, that poll was not taken through these comments.
Through the crap storm?
Right. What do you think, Jenna?
I don't think that this is going to change his base one bit. From what I've seen on Twitter, and I mean, it's kind of sad that I had to go through the tweet storm today, but a lot of people who actually recognize the issues are not the ones who are cringing and who are saying, oh my gosh, you know, this is racist or anything like that. I think that it's showing how far the left will go to twist the story into their own talking point. And I don't think this will hurt Trump whatsoever. I know that a lot of people, I mean, including myself, I wish that he would choose less colorful terms. But at the end of the day, that's not ultimately the main point. And I'm very grateful for what President Trump has done. And I'm certainly going to vote for him again in 2020. And I think he's been a phenomenal leader. And this doesn't change my opinion of what he's done as a president whatsoever. And I don't think it'll change his base either.
No, I mean, this doesn't change my mind at all. I don't think it changes any of ours. I'm more concerned just about the people who are more on the boundary, who are more easy, you know, who might stray a bit, because you're always going to have those people in the middle. But honestly, I think he makes a fantastic point. Look, these countries have run themselves into the ground. They've run themselves into the ground, and it's not right for them to do that and then shoot their people here.
But, you know, guys, a lot of the people that are in the middle are going to approve of Trump's language more than him saying poop storm. A lot of people in the middle aren't as far to the right as we are. They're not as Christian as we are. They're not the people that act that way. They use the S word. They're looking at this going, hey, we finally have a president that's talking our language.
That's true.
What do you guys think?
That's a fair point, Dan, is that, you know, if this was, and I read something, I think it was in Washington Examiner this morning, that said, if this was just a group of, you know, millennials sitting around talking and somebody said that about Haiti, everybody would just kind of nod and go along. It wouldn't be such a big deal. And I think that what this shows is that the left is making it such a big deal that people who are moderate, who aren't as easily offended by vulgar language, are just going to be like, what is your problem? If that's the worst thing you can say about him, come on. And it's not that I'm defending his use of that. I don't use that word myself. I believe that the Bible is very clear that we should speak purely. But at the same time, I mean, I'm a criminal defense attorney. I've heard everything in court. It doesn't offend me in the sense of, like, oh, my gosh, I can't even be around this. And to understand where Trump is coming from and in terms of his background of being a New Yorker, I don't think that this that he would have thought twice about this. And so that doesn't bother me in the same way. And I think that Andy's totally right that people in the middle are going to be like, Are you kidding? This is a ridiculous outrage over nothing, and it makes the left look more and more and more just crazy, and their fever pitch of this is just ridiculous.
You know, Jenna, you're absolutely right, because it makes the left look like hypocrites. Everything they produce as far as TV goes, as far as movies go, I mean, they're vulgar with language. And for them to get all excited because Trump decided to drop the S word, it really makes them look bad. And you're right. I think people on the in the middle, and especially, you know, on the left towards the middle, are going to say, what in the world is the big deal here?
Well,
I
think the left is
most
the party
of their hay on this based on the race question. And when they do that, they're having to insert that into the discussion because Rush was talking about earlier today. Trump didn't discuss race at all. He didn't say anything about race. He's talking about nations, and that's where Jenna, I just think, knocks it out of the park. It's about nations, not people.
Exactly.
And you know, Andy, I mean, this is the left is the party of the ones who are wearing the vagina hat proudly. And, you know, all of this stuff that is more graphic and more intentional than this, what I would think, even if it's true, what comes across as not a flippant comment, but something that was just a ready word used to characterize a country in a way that, you know, we may say third world, we may say disadvantaged, you know, that's essentially what he was communicating. But the left is the party of intentional vulgarity. I mean, you look at Hollywood and you look at the types of things that they're okay with, and yet they're saying, oh my gosh, I'm so offended that he used this word to characterize a country that's pretty much correct. I mean, it's absurd.
So Jenna, what was the name of that hat you mentioned again?
The vagina hat? Yeah.
Yeah, that hat. And if you've noticed that that movement is now going to say we're not going to use that hat anymore because they're finding it to be racist, and they're finding it to be to where transgenders are offended by that hat. And so therefore, once again, it shows where political correctness just eats itself alive. Nothing stands for very long, and political correctness will eventually be its own demise.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I was reading an article this morning that was talking about those same hats and how even though, you know, women were proudly wearing them in all kinds of marches last year, now it's transphobic and it's somehow racist and it's somehow, you know, impugning on these other people who might be offended. I mean, the problem here, fundamentally going back to the rule of law, is that we are giving perception at the end of the day the win, no matter what the truth is. If someone is subjectively perceiving offense, then somehow they're correct. And so perception becomes the reality, and that's the left's mantra. They want us to perceive Trump one way and therefore make that fact, rather than saying, okay, what are the actual objective facts? And that's what the rule of law is all about, is saying, you know what, you may perceive it this way, but guess what, that's wrong, and that's okay to say that.
Well, one objective fact is that people coming from those countries that Trump mentioned find any possible way they can make it to America, and they brave terrible things just to find any kind of avenue to get into our great country. Would they do that if these were great places?
Right. Nick, I mean, you know, I'm all for going to visit Paris and London and Europe and, you know, all different. I mean, I've been to Ukraine, I've been to Turkey, I've been in the Middle East. I've been all over to 27 different countries. And not one country would I go to the lengths to get to that people from these other countries do. Why? Because we have it really good in America. And it just shows, as you mentioned, Andy, that there are problems in these countries. And that's what President Trump is recognizing.
Yep, already, Jenna. Hey, I really appreciate you joining us, and your show aired just before ours, and if people want to find your podcast or learn more about you, where can they go?
Yes, thanks for that. You can find all of the previous episodes at soundcloud.com and then / attorney-client privilege. That's the name of my show. It comes on right before Rush to Reason every Friday, and from 2 to 3 p.m., and so you can go to SoundCloud or just do the search bar, Attorney Client Privilege. Had a really interesting discussion today with a an attorney who's representing a faculty member in Wisconsin who was actually fired for speaking out and was guaranteed free speech. So that was a really great interview. You're not going to want to miss that.
All righty, Jenna. Well, I'll be tuning into that. We'll find it on SoundCloud. Thanks for joining us. Up next is professional credit restoration. And if you've had any sort of credit issues, or maybe you even tapped out your credit cards over the holidays, or maybe you had your wallet stolen and you just don't know where any of your stuff is, you should give professional credit restoration a call today, 303-232-0303, and tell them Rush Reason sent you.
Professional credit restoration helps you move towards a brighter future by improving your credit score. You're finally getting back on your feet financially after a truly difficult life experience, a divorce, a layoff, a foreclosure, or a prolonged illness. Now you feel stronger than ever, but your credit score says otherwise. Professional credit restoration works to correct any errors on your credit history and then counsels you through the proven steps that you can take to improve your credit score. Don't let your past destroy your future. Call Professional Credit Restoration today at 303-232-0303.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back, everybody, to Denver's Afternoon Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. We are broadcasting live from the International Sportsman's Expo. And if you're out and about or want to stop by and see us at booth. What booth are we in, Andy? The number's there on the floor.
827.
You know, that's because, you know, I've got the mind of a steel sieve. I do, man. Everything just flows right on out.
It really does.
It does. It's really pathetic, actually.
Yes, I would definitely use your mind to drain pasta.
Yeah, perfect. Yes. Absolutely. No question about it. You know, Andy, if I lived in one of these crap countries,
yes,
East Crapistan,
yes,
Cuba, Mexico, I'd be doing everything I could to get here.
Yes.
And I wouldn't care. I wouldn't care what laws I was breaking.
Right.
You know, that's why we've got to protect our border. That's why when we do have immigration, people have got to assimilate into this country or we're going to lose this country.
When I talk to people about this, I talk about fairness, Dan. What I mean is this. Like I said earlier, Trump is right. It is not fair for one country to run itself into the ground and run its affairs so poorly, make its people terribly miserable, and then offload them to a country that's running theirs better. That's not fair.
No,
that's not right. And we can't be the dumping ground for the entire world running its stuff poorly.
No, they can't. And not only that, these other countries that are running their countries poorly are guilting us.
Yes.
Internationally to taking their people. Who does that?
They say you're racist.
Andy, I just, don't want to feed my kids. Will you take them?
And
if you don't, you're real SOB, Andy. I'm just telling you.
Well,
that's what they're doing to us.
I know.
Tell me I'm wrong.
I know. It's horrible. It's horrible. Venezuela running themselves into the ground and they're oil rich. You know, it's ridiculous. These people mismanage everything they do. And by the way, it's not just the governments. It's the people who vote in or prop up those governments. They're to blame, too. I know that sounds heartless of me, but I think there are wonderful people from all over the world, okay? But if you are propping up a bad government, and then things get bad, and then you want to race here and blame us and call us terrible people if we don't want to be overwhelmed by that, come on.
No, there's something really, really wrong with that. And quite frankly, we need to stop giving into that.
We have to.
And then that's the only way we're going to get reform in these other countries.
Right.
That's the only way. They're going to have to deal with their problems.
Exactly, because we want to treat our people well. We want to treat all of our people well, including all of our recent immigrants. We want this to be a home for them. We want this to be beautiful for them. We can't have that if they're overwhelmed by people pouring in from places where they're not treated like it's home.
Yeah, no, we just can't do that. We just have to protect what's ours. We have to protect our country.
Yeah, think about it like your actual home. You treat your home and your kids great, right?
Yep.
How would you like to have the doors swung wide open and all the rotten ones pour in?
No, you're absolutely right. Okay, that's it. Hour number one is in the can, so to speak. Hour number two coming up next with movie reviews. You're listening to Denver's Afternoon Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Rich guy.